talking while still fighting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Boom, 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 boom. 12 times.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. He just heard that in the capital. Peace talks are underway on the Belarus border.
It looks like the Russians are going to ask for a surrender immediately of all Ukraine forces. And Ukrainians are likely to ask for a ceasefire and also for Russians to pull back.
That is not happening now. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live.
Dave, and even as those delegations meet for talks, there are reports of more heavy fighting in and around a number of cities. Ukraine's president is recruiting more fighters. Volodymyr Zelensky says he's freeing prisoners who have combat experience if they are willing to join the defense. Civilians are being trained to make Molotov cocktails. Western officials believe Russia is meeting stiffer resistance than it expected, but there are also warnings that could change as President Putin adapts. Dave?
Simon, Ukraine says more than 350 civilians have died, 16 of them children. The UN reports a 500,000 people have fled the country.
Poland's taking the most. It's over 280,000 at last check, and they're coming in three ways. Some are driving across. Others we've seen literally walking across the border. And the third way is by train. We're at a train station not far from the border. One train from Ukraine has just arrived, and the people on it are being processed and coming through.
Fox Business Network's Colin McShane says some men from Poland are going into Ukraine to join the fight. Tougher economic sanctions on Russia from the U.S. and Europe has the Russian ruble value plummeting 30% while stock markets fall across Europe. Dow futures are down big on Wall Street. Oil has been up today. Price of gas, 8 cents higher than a week ago. COVID keeps declining. Cases down 6 weeks in a row in the U.S. from the peak of the Omicron record wave. 461,000 infections last week, the fewest since July. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
There have been anti-war protests around the world, including in Russia, where thousands of people have been arrested. There was a pro-Ukraine rally outside the White House.
Ukrainian Americans drove to the White House from New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, all to ask for more weapons and a no-fly zone.
We can take care of them on the ground, but like we have to cover the skies.
One woman told me her husband, who is Georgian, has friends who've left to go fight in Ukraine.
They're independent citizens. They're deciding on their own, not with the military. They're just deciding to go and support.
Many agree, even with Ukraine's show of force, including from civilians, Putin won't stop in Ukraine.
And he's going to go to like Latvia or Estonia or Poland. Who knows?
Yeah, he's a crazy guy.
They say people are building Molotov cocktails in their homes, which they're calling Ukrainian smoothies. In Washington, D.C., Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
After the CDC revised mask guidance for a lot of Americans to take them off with COVID cases down, yet another state is lifting mandates.
Governor Kathy Hochul making the announcement the statewide masking requirement for schools is coming to an end March 2nd. Hochul citing declining COVID-19 cases and guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We need to retain their flexibility to make adjustments as needed, but for now, this is a very good news announcement.
Hochul says counties and cities can keep their own mandates, and of course, parents are welcome to send their children to school wearing masks. Mask mandates remain in effect in New York State for several groups, including healthcare, nursing, transportation, corrections, and homeless shelters. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Baseball talks resume today on deadline to end the lockout by tonight, or the season may not start on time. On the NASCAR track,
here they come for the checkered flag. Kyle Larson keeps that surfboard trophy in California.
Reigning Cup champion driver Kyle Larson won his first 2022 race on Fox. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.